Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jasper and Olivia with your 9am Zlines.
In local news, two possible options for a planned upgrade of some of Brisbane's, quote, weak link cycling areas have been revealed. Brisbane City Council is accepting community feedback and suggestions on intersection update plans on the route along Sylvan Road and Land Street in Toowong, labelled as a dangerous strip for riders. Locals are encouraged to have their say on concept designs of the plan via an online survey which can be found on the Brisbane City Council website. They hope that, with this feedback, they will be able to share a final concept design in mid-2026.
Almost 50 high school students and their teachers have been rescued from the Mount Barney National Park after heavy rain caused floodwaters to rise. Queensland Fire Department rescue crews and the SES were called at 5 p.m. on Monday to rescue the group from Northlake State College. They used a boat to ferry the stranded students and teachers across the flood road, returning them to dry land safely by 11 p.m. Luckily, no one was injured, and all Year 12 students were reunited with their families in the early hours of this morning.
In national news, mining company Anglo American has sold its Central Queensland coal mines to British mining company Dilmah Limited for up to $5.43 billion. The sale includes five steel-making mines, as well as the town of Middlemount, where Anglo provides housing, a shopping centre, childcare and a medical centre. It comes after American miner Peabody Energy pulled out of an earlier sale, which Anglo alleges was wrongly terminated. The sale to Dilmah is subject to conditions including competition and regulatory approvals.
Tributes have flowed for a Perth father of two following a fatal shark attack on Rottnest Island in Western Australia on Saturday morning. The 38-year-old was bitten on the lower leg by a 4-metre great white shark in a, quote, horrific attack while spearfishing at Horseshoe Reef, northwest of the island. He is being described as a, quote, devoted father and a much-loved friend to many. Despite the attack, beaches on the island remain open, with authorities warning beachgoers to monitor shark warnings and exercise caution.
In international news, Donald Trump has disclosed that attacks on Iran were prepared to resume today. At the request of leaders of Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the UAE, these plans have been postponed. Trump wrote on Truth Social, quote, "In their opinion, as great leaders and allies, a deal will be made. Iran has sent through a peace proposal via Pakistan, with limited information on the deal itself available. A spokesperson for Iran stated that their views had been communicated with the US. Trump will reportedly be holding a situation room with his national security team to discuss next steps."
Your weather is still looking very cloudy, with rain expected to continue for the rest of your morning. It's still a chilly 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
At 4zz, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal